Well, remember the carbon trading scheme of the Rudd era. Given the visceral politics around that, it may not be the best comparison for this story, but a trading scheme is what the plastics industry is discussing to try to drive improvements in the use of recycled plastic. Because while the vast majority of plastic used in Australia goes into packaging, that packaging currently contains only 2% recycled plastic. The rest is virgin material derived from oil. David Sparks has more.
Mark Jacobson makes things out of plastic, or to be more specific, recycled plastic. He's managing director of Replas, which makes outdoor furniture, signs, traffic barriers, parking humps, and a whole lot of other things.
We do three-dimensional products made of mixed plastics in a multitude of colours, which is strong and fit for purpose. And we concentrate on what we call post-consumer, which is the soft plastic, which is traditionally now collected through REDcycle, through Coles and Woolworths.
It's a fast-growing field, and for the types of products that Replas makes, using recycled plastic is very cost-effective. But there's still so much more plastic out there not being recycled.
I think the real key is it's a scalability. Australia needs something of volume, because our company would do 3,000 tonnes a year. It could do 6,000 to 10,000 tomorrow if the demand was there, but you've got 800,000 tonnes just in the packaging area alone produced each year.
If Australia is to make serious inroads into the amount of virgin plastic it uses, the big game is in plastic packaging, in which very little recycled material is currently used. Pete Schmigel is from the Australian Council of Recycling.
Incentives really are necessary to get into, for example, the world of packaging. We want to create the carrots for those big companies to basically switch their procurement from virgin to recycled content.
The Australian Council of Recycling is now calling on the government to establish a plastic reduction offset scheme.
The plastic reduction offset scheme basically works as follows. I'm Smith's Plastic Widget Company, and I produce 100 plastic widgets a year. And I choose to make 80 of those plastic widgets out of recycled content. So under the scheme, because I've switched to recycled content, I get a credit. And I can use that credit, for example, to help the guy across the street, Jones Plastic Widget Company, who decides that he's going to stay in virgin plastic. So effectively, I get credits that incentivize me to use recycled content, which is a good outcome in manufacturing domestically and a good outcome environmentally.
Then the cynic would ask, the mob across the street that's choosing to stick with virgin, aren't they being given, a get-out-of-jail-free card? As long as they're willing to pay somebody else, they can just keep using virgin plastic.
You can make the argument, but what at the end of the day matters is, are we reducing our overall plastic footprint, and are we doing it at the lowest possible cost?
The theory behind the offset scheme is that manufacturing products from virgin plastic becomes more expensive because you're forced to buy offsets. But manufacturing products with recycled plastic becomes cheaper because you can sell the offsets you've earned. Businesses could buy and sell the offsets for whatever price they think they're worth.
Basically, it's an additional revenue source for companies that are already manufacturing in recycled plastic and puts them into a position of greater competitive advantage relative to particular importers of virgin plastic.
Doug McLean is business manager of GT Recycling in Geelong in Victoria, which collects waste plastic, processes it, and sells it to manufacturers. He says he hasn't had a chance to consider the merits of an offset trading scheme, but he does believe technology is progressing to the point where it's now conceivable to make more packaging from recycled plastic.
Technology is now allowing us to achieve a standard that is going to meet the required health standards going forward. So I can see that being a huge growth area.
But it's just not cost competitive right now, is it? That seems to be the problem.
No, in a lot of cases it's not cost competitive, and it's not cost competitive for a range of reasons. But technology and new technology and the fact that manufacturers of a lot of packaging product, including food-grade product, are now at least willing to explore the possibility of using this type of material in their own product going forward.
Doug McLean from GT Recycling with our reporter David Sparks.